book is part of a series called Provocations. Much of your journalistic life has been about intelligent provocation. We'll come on to your defence of political correctness in a moment. What do you make of that specific example from Jonathan?
Well, I think yours, the book you've co-authored is very nuanced, and it does thankfully acknowledge the disparities of power between the late incomers into elite universities, say in the United States, and those who thought they were born to it. But one of the things I think that I don't feel you and your co-author quite understood is, it is that sense of being made to feel you don't belong long after these changes have been made in universities. I went to Oxford, and I was made to feel those were the three most miserable years of my life, because every step, and some of it was paranoia on my part, I completely admit it, but a lot of it was exactly this. We didn't have the word for it. You don't belong here. I remember saying, Toni Morrison was my favourite writer, and a white lecturer saying, well, then you should be in Leeds. Okay? What that did was, for 10 years after that, I lost my confidence. So I'm really pleased that we've now got a situation where it's exaggerated, and I hate the way some people have lost their jobs. I think some of those examples you give. But there needed to be some rebalancing here.
Oh, I agree.